I think we're okay now.
Are we? I think that's okay in the eye of the beholder. Yeah, I mean,
I think
things are. I'm sure. Okay.
I think we're gonna start the show right now.
Are we?
That
was timing.
That was
Taco Bell has arrived.
That was ridiculous. That was ridiculous timing. That's good timing.
Are we still pretending we care about this?
Taco Bell has arrived.
All right, look, I care about it. All right, like.
No, you fucking don't. I
told Kaz earlier. I was thinking about this. I've been in an existential crisis for the past 2 days because I've come to the realization once again that life has no meaning and that nothing matters. But if life has no meaning and nothing matters, and there's no reason to do anything, then there's no reason to not do anything. And since this is something that I fill my time with and I enjoy, what's wrong with it?
Words.
I mean, you know, it's not Red Dead, so there's that.
You got me there. I got no argument with that. That is absolutely true. Although Kaz is just going to go ahead and play Metroid while we do this.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I'm already passed into the next place. I don't know what it's called.
Hunter, we got background music going right now. Also on my random playlist.
Background music?
Yeah, you can't hear it, but they can hear it. But it's the random playlist in the background, and it's Cleaning Up the Boys. Or Cleaning Up the Town by the Bus Boys. Fuck me.
Cleaning Up the Boys.
Fuck me.
Well, I guess we know what we're calling the stream for Extra Life. Cleaning Up the Boys.
That's Shannon's code word for wiping his butt.
Yep.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Cleaning Up the Boys. Oh, Shannon, can you put some goji berries in my Dropbox?
That's good hygiene, son.
Cleaning Up the Boys sounds like something a Catholic priest would do.
No, he's doing the exact opposite.
Well, he's got to clean them up. No. He's got to clean them up so one knows.
Allegedly.
Now it's Southern Baptist.
Allegedly.
I like the fact that the music, the Bus Town Boys, or whatever they're called, it finished up as that joke ended, so.
I think it's just the Bus Boys.
It's just the Bus Boys. I think the Bus Town Boys would be better, though.
Bus Town Boys.
Bus Town Boys. You've been busting all over town, boys.
Don't like that.
Ooh, it's too hot in there. Way too hot.
Don't like that term at all. That was...
Oh, he shot me in the face.
Do we not want to do Friday anymore for the time being? I know, Kaz, you mentioned...
You didn't want to do Friday!
You confused me! I asked you, I was like, well,
Come on, man!
It's a wrap, right? He's like, no, we're doing it. I'm like,
one week ago today, the entire conversation in this show centered around not doing a show anymore.
Right, but we never flat out said we weren't going to do it. In fact, on other shows, we were like, "Yeah, we're going to stay like normal until we figure out what we're doing." So I didn't understand.
You've been using this word "we" a lot, just so much, all the time.
What is that term? It's the something we.
It's the
help me out.
Like the colloquial we, is that not it, but it's fine.
No, collective fine. We, I don't know.
The collective we, the unified we.
Unified.
The Nintendo we.
Oh, I got Yep. That was a bad idea. Oh, it's hot in there. Sorry.
Shannon keeps drinking like I'm going to tell him to stop, and I'm not. It's Friday night. I'm not going to tell him to stop.
Hold on, something late. Oh, thought I heard somebody yelling at me.
Let's talk about a show we should actually do that we talked about yesterday and never really clarified.
What show?
Let's do that. So, and Shannon's idea was basically replace AD with this. I got a bad feeling that's not going to go over well because there are several people on that show who don't do anything else. But, I mean, what's that thing we used to say? We own the network. We joked about that phrase, arguably entertaining, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, that's not a network. You don't rename the network that. That's a show, and it's a whole show in and of itself. The pitch that I sent Shannon says, arguably entertaining is a weekly podcast that pits your pop culture favorites against each other in a knockdown, drag-out debate to the death, or worse. So my idea would be basically, it's like movie fights, but it doesn't have to be movies. And also, it's a little whose line. The points, the rules are made up, and the points don't matter. I would,
as all trivia we do.
Well, since I landed on this, I'd like to like moderate this. I'd like to over as a little project and basically just kind of sit in between each week, so you would know a week in advance what the topic's going to be, and it could be, you know, slasher films versus psychological horror. It could be more specific: Godzilla versus King Kong, Ghostbusters versus Beetlejuice, Mario versus Sonic, whatever. And the best part about it is the criteria is whatever. It's whatever you want it to be, whatever is pertinent to your argument. But you know a week in advance, you decide if you want to be on the show, on which side you're going to take. You work with those people to prep your argument, and then we get into the show. And it's an hour's worth of back and forth debate over these things. And in the end, we decide a winner by completely arbitrary decision. And I think it'd be hilarious. I think it would be a blast. I agree, too, that it really fits where AD is right now, because with your new show, which I don't know if you've talked about here yet, but with you doing that and taking over a lot of what AD used to do, it doesn't leave us with much AD. I mean, we've said for over a year now, AD is no longer After Dark, because every other show does the same thing it does, too, yeah. But with different people.
After Dark originally was because we had a rule that we didn't cuss on the shows, because we didn't, we wanted to reach a wider audience, and we, you know, we thought that with all the cursing that it,
that's cute.
What?
That this group would try not to cuss.
No.
I'm sure y'all were successful for a while.
We succeeded. Yeah, we succeeded.
There's actually one hilarious episode of the show where Shanna went back and censored all of the cursing with Mario Colton's.
Yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was a lot of work, as I understand it, but it was pretty damn funny, frankly.
I sat there with a notepad, and every time one of us would cuss, I would just write down the time and go back later and fix. But yeah, it's, you know, it's at a point where, like, we cuss on every show now, because even, like, Nerd Up, they gave up the whole no cussing thing, and so After Dark lost its appeal, because, I mean, originally it was kind of a sleazy, that's why the picture for it is
Blinders.
The Peaky Blinders, it's the blinds with the neon pink, because it was supposed to be like an old motel or something, and I thought that was a cool design Lindsay did, but yeah, at this point, it is no different than any other show. So I'd be fine with that, switching things up. I'm all for switching things up.
I said my big concern is that it's going to be that's like the one show that several people on that show do, like Lindsay and Shelby specifically, and then Jesse barely does anything but that nowadays, except for, you know, Nerd Up every once in a while.
Yeah, but I don't think they would be against it. I mean, Shelby, I mean, they love their lists, and Shelby likes to debate. Jesse likes to debate. I think question would be, would we want to debate Jesse? Not because I don't think I could win.
Bear in mind, again, the rules are made up and the points don't matter. So the decision is made. That's why I want to just moderate. I want to go right down the middle. I'll just be there to kind of host and you know, delegate who's talking at any given point in time. And then I will make a completely arbitrary decision based on whatever I think at the end of that argument.
I also feel, though,
I think that'd be funny.
I do, too. I think I would be, I'd be like the Mac of the group. Like, I don't know how to get my point across without screaming and cussing. And I would tell Jesse that I'm going to shove my thumb through his eye, you little bitch, if he and I get to arguing about a particular subject. So.
Char D. McDennis.
Yeah.
The game of games.
But yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with changing things up. You know, again, it's not that I don't want to do this show with you guys. I just, you know, I don't know how about you guys feel about it. In the past couple weeks, it feels like nobody gives a shit. And you very vocally say nobody gives a shit.
Man, but so do you. Like you can't put that off on us. You do that too.
I don't know if
it's just here, man.
I still like doing it, though, for the most part. There are times I don't. But sometimes
that's the thing.
But I'm
confused.
I can't tell if it's like last week. I don't know if the reason I was so upset over the show was because I genuinely was like, man, I don't want to do this anymore, or because I've been in a rough patch lately mentally and I just took it as a personal failure and therefore I wanted to destroy it because anything that makes me feel uncomfortable needs to be destroyed. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know.
I told you guys, and I don't know if I said it on here, but I'll say it on here. I mean, I'm going where you guys are going. If this is what we're doing, this is what we're doing. But this, for me, has always been and will continue to be an outlet to hang out with you guys. Well, we do that so much in, like, Red Dead and other stuff now that, I mean, admittedly, yeah, I told you outright, there are times that I'm sitting here going, oh, we could just be playing Red Dead.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not interacting with people on Facebook. I'm not going to go back and listen to this later. And I said it last week, and I'll say it again. I mean, no offense to those people. That's very nice that they listen, and I appreciate the compliments on, you know, plays and stuff. But I'm just here to have a good time, honestly. If this is what we're doing, that's what we're doing. And I don't want to drag... That's the other thing. I don't want to start, like, dragging every show down with, like, well, are we... You know, I came in and made a bit, and I feel bad about the bit now because I feel like it derailed the whole thing. But it just... You know, whatever we're doing is what we're doing. It's fine. It's not the end of the world. I just don't want it to continue to be, you know, not just me sitting here going, we could be playing Red Dead, or like, we need to wrap this up so we can go play Red Dead.
There's some, there's,
or whatever, you know, whatever
there's,
game.
There's some people that I don't get to, really do anything with outside of this show. Like, I don't talk to Shelby generally a lot.
Well, and that's why we said at least one of these things would last, and I figured it would be Thursday in some form or fashion. That seems to be the one where we interact with the fewest people who play games on a regular basis with us. So
yeah, I love the idea of, like, I want to believe, but I really do feel like it's less that I don't want to do it, and more that I feel like I've exhausted all my resources on it of what there is to talk about. There's just,
that's why it's just special. Just you know, every once in a while we have something interesting to talk about, and we pop in and do it. We've said for a while that it needed to be that way. I think we all kind of came to an agreement that I Want to Believe is basically officially at this point, when we have something big to talk about, then we'll do it. And otherwise, we'll provide little updates in there.
That's the good thing about the show I Want to Do, which, by the way, if you're listening, is called No Turning Back, coming soon to Podbean. Cass said, why did you pick Podbean? And I told him the honest answer. I'm lazy, and I know how Podbean works. That's the honest to God answer. Like, I would rather use a better service, but I really don't know any better services. And once Kaz teaches me a better service, I'll switch. But Podbean's like a starter car. You know, it's the car you buy your kid when you're like, you know, this will get you on the road. You know, once
I really thought you were just gonna hit the, I thought you were just gonna hit the Cosby bit. It's like a Kodak film.
Well, it's like new Coke.
No, Podbean's like a
Jell-O pudding pop. You open it, you sign up for an account, you upload to it, you share the link, and then you go to wait for the next show.
Yeah, but I know any of them. Like, a lot of them use WordPress. I don't use WordPress. I don't know how to use WordPress. I'm sure I could learn.
None of them have anything to do with WordPress. They're
all the ones,
services,
I mean,
that host.
Yeah, WordPress isn't hard. I had to use that back when we were messing with station websites.
WordPress is just a place that you could make a WordPress site. Libsyn has its own site. It's built baked into it. Like, you literally just change Podzilla1985.com over to your Libsyn thing. It's got its own page.
Does it?
Like, if you go to streetpx.com right now, that's literally Libsyn's webpage.
Is that a free one too?
Like, for my podcast is still live technically because I just, like, paid in advance for, like, ever into the future, so it always stays there. But if you go to streetpx.com, that's Libsyn's internal website. Like, it just keeps track of all your shows. You just update it with the metadata and whatnot.
How much does it cost, if you don't mind me asking?
It depends on how much you're posting. So it's
once
kinda,
a week.
I mean, I'm sure Podbean's probably going to be slightly cheaper, but it's also much shittier. So, like, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, but again, as I said, like, it's basic. I'm basic. I'm starting fresh. I'm starting fresh all over again. I don't think I'm going to carry over much of the listener base from Podzilla. I'll probably get a few people, but I think a lot of people that are going to listen to that show from Podzilla are going to expect this, and this is not what they're going to get. What they're going to get is, like, legitimate opinion and dissection of news and stuff like that. It's not going to be me horsing around making, you know, saying the F word every 5 seconds. Like, this is something I take very seriously. So I think I'm going to lose a lot of listeners from that because they're not going to want to stick around. They're going to be like, they're just going to, I'm going to go through a whole show and they're going to, you know, go, he ain't funny. Where's the jokes?
He ain't funny.
Where are the jokes at?
Conversely, I figured that arguably entertaining would literally just be Facebook. We don't have to record that and post it. Just pop in, do it, and be done with it. You know,
till they ban you, and then you lose it, and then you lose all of it.
I think arguably entertaining.
I don't care.
I don't care if there's a background for it or not. As far as I'm concerned, we can sit here and do it by ourselves, and it is what it is. But that would just be a thing we could do together. Like, if it gets recorded, great. If it doesn't, it's okay too.
Yeah, you know, trying to figure out why we record this and put it online. I know why I want to do the show that I want to do and put it online is because I have an opinion and I want it to be known. I feel like everyone has a voice and they deserve to talk about the issues that they want to talk about. There are things that I want to bring to light. There are people that have, you know, literally come to me and said, I didn't know this was a thing until I heard you talking about it. I didn't know that this was a problem until I heard you guys talking about it. So those are the kind of people that I hope will listen and, you know, form their opinion based on what I tell them, and they'll do their own research. But as far as, you know, everything else goes, like plays, stuff like that, I guess I don't see why we do it. Other than the fact that we just do it to do it and present it. If people want to listen to it, cool. And if not, that's cool too. We do it for ourselves. That's the reason we started the podcast, which is why I'm not entirely convinced that like canceling it altogether is a good idea, because we could still continue to just do it for ourselves. And if people want to listen to it, cool. And if they don't.
And that's why I'm fine with those things. The two that you just mentioned, just, you know, being kind of split the difference. Stream them, but we don't have to record them. We don't have to make a big effort of posting them after the fact. Stream it. As long as the stream's up, you can go back and watch it. As long as Facebook doesn't take it down for some reason, it's there.
That's the issue, though. That is legitimately an issue. Facebook has been deleting the videos after like 2 weeks, if that. Like every time I post it says this is up for, but I don't even know why at this point. Like
That's why I don't fuck with. That's why I don't fuck with Facebook at all, most anymore.
Well,
at this point, I would only be still using that just because that's where we already have people. I mean, if we're going to bother putting it out there for people to listen to, then it may as well be there. I'm not in it to try to drag a whole new audience to a whole new location. That's what Shannon's trying to do. That's a whole separate issue. And that's I think that's a totally different thing of, you know, where do you want to put it and how do you want to put it out there? For this... Like I said, this is before I even thought up this idea. Plays, I mean, I said outright I was fine with this literally taking off completely. But I kind of feel bad dropping right in the middle of a campaign. So, you know, let it run on Facebook. The people who want to keep up with it are going to go there anyway. They're very rarely just listening to the audio. And even if you are, you can still do that through Facebook and not watch. And then when it's gone in 2 weeks, it's gone in 2 weeks. I mean, it's whatever. It doesn't go away for us. We know what happened, so...
But there's also really no harm in posting it, you know, like.
Well, my point there was that you had to do work to pull the audio and do all that. If you wanted to cut that out, cut it out.
That's
not going to be any skin off my back.
That's never been the issue. That's never been the issue for me. Like the work that goes into like pulling the audio and putting the shows online. That's never been the issue for me. The issue for me was just like when it stops being fun. That's when I wanted to stop doing it. If
play stops being fun, we're not doing it at all. I mean, if you guys aren't having fun doing what we're doing, then I'm not going to keep running the campaign. But I don't think that's a problem.
I just mean with everything in general. Like, I'm just saying that, like, the whole, well, you know, it is work. It is work, but I like the work. Like, I like doing it. I like posting things. I like updating the website. I like that stuff. That is stuff that entertains me and I take joy in. It's when other people feel it feels like other people aren't enjoying it that I want to stop doing it. And like last Thursday, I felt like Kaz was not enjoying what we were doing. And like that made me miserable because like I thought I was just dragging everyone through the dirt. I thought that I was wasting everybody's time. Nobody was having fun. And it was like, what's the point of doing this if no one's having fun?
I had fun, but I won 2 weeks in a row. So that's.
Indeed. And then, you know, when we keep saying things like, you know, do we still care about this? Why do we care about this? It again feels like no one wants to do this. No one's having fun. Then there's no point in doing it. But
I just kind of want to play Red Dead. But if we're here, that's fine too. I mean,
did you? By the way,
this is where everybody is. So
I never said anything. I'm sure what I'm being. I'm good either way. Like, it doesn't matter to me. I enjoy the shows. I enjoy doing this.
Well, you very much did say you did not care about the game while we were playing it.
That was a bit. But you were very convincing. Like,
mm-hmm.
You were very convincing.
I'm a good actor.
To the point that, like, it put me in a. That's my fault too. Like, that's me just taking things too seriously. But you know, a lot of people, they know my personality. They know how hard I take things. So that's. I shouldn't have let it get to me like I did. I should have said something. But I just let it eat at me. And then I spiraled out of control emotionally that night. I had a bad night. I haven't had a breakdown in a while, so I was due for one. And it's weird the things that trigger you. You know, I haven't spoken as openly about, like, my mental health in the past couple of months because I've really tried to put on this... It's not an image. It's not me faking it. But I've tried to promote the good side of my brain and the helpful side and, like, the charity stuff I'm doing now and, you know, all these other things that I've been doing. I try to present that because that's the part I want people to see, but there's still that part of me that is incredibly damaged, I guess is the right word, or fragile. Incredibly fragile. And last week, like, it was like a hammer to my face. I don't know why it got to me so badly, but it did. And it made me question everything. Whether anything I did was important, whether anything I did matter. I started to wonder who, like you said, who gives a shit about this? This thing that meant so much to me for so long. Who cares? It really sent me into a tailspin. And I'm still trying to straighten the plane out a little bit. Kind of come into my senses a little bit more. The wine helps. Or it hinders. I haven't decided.
For the record, as far as who cares part was in relation to that question, not the game.
Well, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, now looking back on it, a week removed from it, I can look back on it and go, oh, you know, we were just fucking around. Like, obviously.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I don't know why, in the moment it got to me so badly.
Like from my perspective here, like, I have no... Like, if you want to... withdraw from this and stuff, that's cool. Like, I respect the decision. I enjoy doing that. Like, this particular show, I was actually coming into this thinking that you were for real, that we were going to be talking about Metroid and stuff.
We are.
But it's a continuation of last topic, it seems.
No, we haven't even started the show.
We are now 27 minutes in, and we're still talking about last week's topic.
We haven't even started. Well, that's because I didn't expect everyone to kind of come in with the, are we still doing this? And, like, that once again, that just kind of thumped me in the face, and I was like, fuck, man. I feel like no one wants to be here. I feel like I'm dragging you guys down when you come on the show.
I asked a question because last week there was a legit thing that was said, so I wasn't sure if we were continuing or not. If we're continuing through October, then awesome. But
I honestly don't know what I want to do. I honestly don't know. I've been thinking about it a lot. I really have. Because this show really does mean a lot to me. I've got a lot of great things from this show. I really did. And I'm just thinking about it. Again, if everyone's having fun and everyone loves being here and talking, I don't see a problem in doing it. Last night was a lot of fun. You know, we got together, we played some trivia, we had some laughs, and that's why I wanted to do this show. As much as I like the fact that we have fans, it is nice because it gives me a nice, what is it? Endorphin? What is it? Is it endorphin?
Serotonin.
Yeah, yeah. Gives me a nice serotonin boost.
Dopamine.
Dopamine. Dopamine.
Heroin.
Dope. That's just dope.
I thought we were just talking about chemicals.
Black car.
That's a nice boost to the ego of, oh, people like to listen to us. But at the same time, yeah, it was just we got together and we laughed and we had fun. That's something I need in my life. And
who won last night, by the way?
Hunter.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
He said, who won last night, by the way?
It was me.
Hunter.
There was no question. I won the game. All right, now I'm just getting cocky about it.
On a
side, it was close. It was very close.
Well, it was close.
Kevin and I were within
300, I think.
Like one question, 400. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
It was
300. What kind of scores y'all doing?
Lindsay had like the point values were made up, but the other stuff all mattered.
It's like Rust Bucks. How much is this taco? 4 billion Rust Bucks.
It's like the SNL.
Shroot Bucks for one Stanley Nickel.
It's
I saw the chat earlier. Tanner talking about half dollars. Like, who the fuck talks about that shit anymore?
Who talks about $2 other than movie theaters, man? Shit, I don't even remember what I was gonna say. Really,
SNL, something SNL.
Oh, it's like what's my name or what's the name or whatever with Bill Hader, where the first question is worth $100, the second question is worth $1 million. Like, there's no rhyme or reason to the points. It don't matter.
Million.
Two things, and I legitimately do want to talk about Metroid. Like, that wasn't a ploy just to get Kaz here. I'm just going to post this entire show as it is. I'm Shannon, by the way. Hunter and Kaz are here with me. Tanner said...
I poked too hard when I showed up, and I apologize. Now the show is derailed.
No,
the first half hour is all Hunter's fault.
It's I have no problem with the first half hour. It sucks that sometimes I'm actually afraid to speak my mind on things, like to be honest. I'm actually afraid to be honest, because the moment I'm honest... I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt someone's feelings or that people are going to worry about me. So I try to avoid actual dialogue sometimes. So it's nice to talk.
You want me to
never going
to
hurt my
feelings. When we hit you with something controversial after that, that's why you don't need the show. You don't need to tell everybody your opinions about that shit. Fuck them.
Which shit?
It's just us.
This,
what we're doing. Yeah. Not the news. Do the news. This is good.
I've
you also can't hurt my feelings.
You can very much hurt my feelings, and like I try to pretend you can't, and some things don't. Like, if anybody online in the chat would be like, "You guys suck," I would be like, "Thanks, you know, go buy the t-shirt at what is that site again, Kaz? Casper.threadless.com?
That's one.
Yeah, that's what I would tell
that
them.
Sounds right.
But when it's you guys, it's different. Like, if you guys, if I make you guys upset or if you're miserable, I do take that personally, and I hate it. Anyway.
My legit biggest concern right now is that I got to help Sarah with her hair in like probably about 20 minutes, and so I'm just watching the clock. Like, when am I going to have to dip out?
Same.
Which, frankly, actually, this is probably better than Red Dead for that, because I would hate to be in the middle of a traitor mission and be like, take the reins. I got to go.
That's why I hate doing. I got to go pick Lindsay up at 9, and same reason. You know, I didn't want to like get involved, because once I'm in Red Dead, I don't want to leave Red Dead.
Right.
That's why we had an hour shootout last night. Jesus Christ, boys.
It was so long. It took so long. They wouldn't stop.
It was surprising.
We long since had taken their shit. We had murdered him a million times over.
Yeah,
guy was wasting toxic moonshine bottles on me. He was that like egregious toward the end. And I tell you about that, this one guy would started chucking those moonshine bottles. I was like, dude, come on.
That was
what are you getting out of this?
That was a good fight, but it was kind of like this show. When the fight was over, we all went, what did we gain? No, anyway.
Well, it just kept going. That was the problem. It wasn't that thing where it kept going so long that it got fun again. It just reached a point where they spawned on one side, we spawned on the other.
And we start sniping. I think that's why when we parlayed, everybody just waved at each other. They just waved at each other, and they probably thought the same thing, like, thanks for parlaying, because pride dictates that we have to sit out here all day and do this.
So long.
Tanner said he would join us, but Halloween Kills is on. And that blows my mind that they're putting Halloween Kills on Peacock. That actually blows my mind.
All right, look, I haven't seen it, and I don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, it sucks, you know. But I have not heard a lot of good stuff about it. The thing that I saw earlier said the kills are good, and that's all it's got going for it.
Yeah, I've heard it's average at best. Yeah, so I'm not in a rush to watch it.
Should have ended it with the last one.
I did watch a pretty good movie last night that is on a streaming service called...
one of the many.
It's called...
Throw a dart, you'll hit one.
It's Shadow in the Clouds. I think it's called Shadow in the Clouds. It's Chloe Grace Moretz as a woman who gets on. It's like World War II, and she gets on this plane. Does she get stuck in the what is it? I don't know the official term for it. The gunnery position, you know, with the glass, the you know, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're trying to defend against Japanese planes, but at the same time, there's a literal gremlin on board that keeps destroying their plane, and no one will believe her that she sees it. So that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like that Twilight Zone episode with
Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. I was going to say, you don't often see Chloe Grace Moretz take over a role from Shatner.
From Bill Shatner.
That's
who's
strange.
Actually been to pseudo space now.
Yeah.
He's been up there.
Boy, I can't say sure space has. Because that's not really
right.
Space. That's just kind of like just the tip, right?
Well,
when you send that rocket up there, yes.
They basically they put him on a space boomerang and they just threw it up and it went up for a little bit and it came right back down.
Real.
It came out extra penis this year.
When they get done, you kind of just go, damn, that's wild.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
What'd you do, Bill? Briefly.
When we get out of it. Boop.
What he said. He got up there and he was like, boop. He booped space.
He booped the universe on the nose. I also watched the first 10 minutes of the first episode of Child's Play, or what is it called? Chucky, I guess it is, the new sci-fi show.
Sure.
I think it's just called Chucky.
Chucky. It's
yeah.
Chucky.
Yeah, and it's a continuation of the movies, which is nice. I want to watch the rest of it, because so far it seemed pretty good. I actually, I want to hear Brad Dourif as Chucky again, but he's so old at this point. I think he's like in his 60s. When people's voices start to go, and they voice classic characters like Marge Simpson... Oh my God! Hearing Marge.
Believe me when I tell you, I'm 12 years old.
That's just Matt Gaetz, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Hold on, let me find see if I can get my meat.
You still got them?
Oh no!
Probably best to leave those.
Isn't it funny how nothing ever came from that?
What would have? Yeah, it's because this is America.
That's
America
crazy.
Loves it.
That's wild.
Damn,
that's
America wild. Loves it.
Yeah, we put all that out there and America went, damn, that's wild.
Yeah,
what else
they were
is
just
on?
Like, oh, what else? Like, yeah. Oh, it's kids? Oh, we already been there.
Matt Gaetz got railroaded, says Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that was the other one. Yeah, Bill Cosby, a rapist. And America was like, ah, well, you did your 4 months.
Well, technicality.
He defended Dave Chappelle, too. And I feel like even Dave Chappelle was probably like, oh, bro. No.
That's the wrong person coming to your defense. Yeah.
I like that. I think it was it SNL over the weekend where they were talking about him defending R. Kelly. And it was like it was in the newest issue of You're Not Helping magazine.
That's a special edition.
Big face.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he'll be coming out for that Southern Baptist leader that just got ousted for sexual assault too.
I haven't heard this story. I haven't seen this one yet.
Oh yeah, look it up. It's another fun one down the rabbit hole.
I feel like it's
you haven't heard it, and he's not going to tell you.
I feel like it's that Simpsons. It's that Simpsons joke where Smithers is like, I need someone to take over for me while I go on vacation, but they have to, they can't outshine me, so I'm going to look up, like, idiot. And he looks it up, and there's 700-plus people in the plant that fit that remark. He says, well, better narrow it down some more, like, brain dead, monstrously ugly, and then it comes with the same amount of people found at the plant.
I can actually, like, this is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention Committee, and he just resigned amidst sexual assault accusations.
Yeah.
Because... that's just how things are in this country.
Yep.
But how about that Metroid?
How about it? That's what I've been playing through the show here.
This is where it switches over to the Metroid show.
Does it?
Yeah. No, you played Super Metroid. You're good.
Yeah, like a handful of times, man.
If you could
look, I really wanted to be into Metroid. I really did. Like, Super Metroid very much fits the vein of games that I like. I love Metroidvania stuff, but that's the thing. It's the Vania more than the Metroid. Like, I played a lot of the DS Castlevania games. Mm. I'm still probably going to pick up that
Advanced Collection
because I never got to play those, but they follow the same beats of those kinds of things. But yeah, Super Metroid, and that's it, man. I know people were super geeked about Prime.
See, I didn't like Prime. I didn't like Prime.
I played
Prime
10 to 15 minutes of Prime, and I remember going, this is not for me.
I think
it's just not my style.
Prime would have worked a lot better if it had been a traditional first-person shooter and not with the Wii setup with the, aim and click. Because I think a first-person Metroid would be really cool, but I really like the old-school 2D Metroids, and I didn't really appreciate them at the time. Like, Bob played the shit out of the old Metroids. He loved the original Metroid. I know he played the shit out of Super Metroid. I didn't appreciate them at the time because I was more about, like, RPGs and stuff like that. But going back and trying Super Metroid, and especially Metroid Dread, it really itches that sci-fi horror of, you know, that I've got on me. Super Metroid was intense, man. That first mission, when you have to go down into the lab and everyone's dead, there's dead bodies everywhere, and then you have to escape the lab before it explodes, that messed me up as a kid.
Well, this whole basis of this one with that kind of like X virus or whatever it is that, you know, that whole back kind of storyline, and the organism weird fucking monsters that you have to deal with in this game. It also solves a need of that kind of like, gotta go fast to get away from the EMMI robot thing that you can't necessarily kill unless you get that super weapon.
What a jip, man. So like, they give you the super weapon to begin with, and they're like, shoot the EMMI in the head, and you're like, cool. So I blew his face off. I'm like, that's not so bad. And then it just said, you've lost the weapon.
Get you mine back.
Yeah. The Lord.
You gotta find it. And use it. You only get one use out of it. Yeah. But I mean, I think there's only like 6 or 7 of those things throughout, or I forget what it is.
Yeah, but they're scary, man.
It genuinely makes it freaking hard. And the way that they bounce around, and you have to like leap around it. And I've tried the whole, and I've been able to when they get a hold of you,
the counter,
get out of the hold.
Yeah.
The counter is incredibly difficult because it's not just like hit it at the right moment. It's kind of random within a very narrow window of opportunity. And I've done it a couple of times, but it's not at the same. It's very randomized.
Yeah, I've never been able to do it because the first and sorry, Hunter, I'm not trying to disclude you in this real quick.
No, you're good.
The second one that you run across, the one that you can't kill, like the first one that you can't kill. There was a part where he kept grabbing me because I didn't know what to do, and I tried to counter. I never could counter because it's such a small window, and like it legitimately is scary because you can kind of see them on the map. They're a little red dot. It's like Alien. Like you see that little blip, blip, and they're just moving around constantly, and you can't hurt them, so you just have to like stand still, be silent, and sneak away from them. They've never done that in Metroid before, and that was like, there's a reason they call it Metroid Dread, because even though it's kind of colorful, like that shit will get to you, man. That is... That's why I said they should have made a Metroid movie. Why did they make them? I mean, I get why they made Mario, because a Metroid movie would have been badass, man. And
even an animated like one, amazing honestly, role. Even an animated like, Metroid movie would have been great.
No, I would love to see this in like a real life. Like, who would you cast?
Kate Upton
as Samus.
Kate Upton.
All right, let's look at it like this. Who would Hollywood cast is Jennifer Lawrence. It's almost definitely Jennifer Lawrence.
You know what? She might not even be that. She has the look.
Not the worst choice, right. No, but I feel like there's got to be a better one. That was just the first
one
that came to mind.
I would rather have Katie Sackhoff.
Too old. And I don't mean that as a disrespect to her. It's just I know Hollywood. They would not. They would find the hot, young, 20-year-old Hollywood actress and put her in the skin-tight, zero-suit Samus outfit. Because that's the thing with Samus is like, yeah, she's got that badass power armor, but under that, she's basically a supermodel in a skin tight leather suit, you know? So you gotta plan around that. That's why I said Kate Upton would be great for it. She's got the look. She probably couldn't act. I don't know. I've never seen her. I've never seen any of Kate Upton's films. I know she's been in a couple. I don't know if she can act. I don't know. How about Alexandra Daddario? She's gorgeous.
Oh, this is, how did we not land on this? It's obviously Margot Robbie. They're going to cast Margot Robbie for it. She's got the look. She's got the hair. That's Margot Robbie. She's done all the action stuff as Harley Quinn.
That's true.
It's going to be her.
Don't you think
that would be a good one.
Don't you think she'd be afraid, though, of being typecast as, like, well, the paycheck. If the paycheck's right, who gives
that.
A shit?
Cast as Harley Quinn.
Well, it's I mean, that, yeah, Samus Aran is a very different mentality type character. Samus Aran could basically be, granted, you're basing it on a video game, but, you know, a modern day Ripley, pretty much.
No. I didn't mean that she would be typecast as Harley Quinn. I meant she would be typecast as
like nerd stuff.
Well, yeah, as the popular character actress. You know, like she's playing characters.
Man. What a horrible way to go, right?
I'm trying to think.
Sounds like an awful career.
Who's someone else? Who's someone else that has played like just pop culture characters?
Johnny Depp crazy.
I'm trying to think of someone else.
Chris Evans. If you go to the guys, Chris Evans is really popular for that. Scott Pilgrim and Captain America and Human Torch.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, kind of. I mean, he's done a lot of original stuff too. But then you've got like the video game movies. He's doing Deadpool. He's very often cast as like kind of just the generic, you know, action hero quippy.
What about
guy.
The dude who plays Thor? What's his name?
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
I don't think he's ever played another popular character other than Thor, has he?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
The big thing with Metroid is like Samus would be the only human in the movie because you're hard pressed to find another person in those games.
Yeah, well, that's you're assuming that they're going to base it entirely on the games. They're not.
That's true.
She's going to have a whole group of people to work with, and there's going to be a sidekick and
it's
probably
in
a quippy little kid. And,
it's in my head now. I know what it is. It's Paul W.S. Anderson and Mila Jovovich as Samus.
Why? Don't birth that into the world.
Or they take a big chance. Tim Burton is the director, and it's that chick from Alice.
Helena Bonham Carter?
No, God. Even they would do that. What is her name? Something Wachowski? Wakanowski?
Mia Wasikowski.
There it is. She actually might not be that bad. She's pretty
so
in blonde.
That's so far out, though. When was the last time she's been in anything, man? That's a long time ago.
I know she was in Stoker, because I've been meaning to watch that, and I've never watched it. And
I could actually see Mia be... Yeah,
oh, man.
I could actually see that.
You know who would be good, too, now that I'm looking? Rachel McAdams would be a good Samus around.
Oh,
she could fit that role.
You know who I think would have been perfect for it had it come out during her.
She's the same age as Katie Sackhoff. Y'all gonna.
Rachel McAdams? Surely not. I don't know.
Rachel McAdams, 42 years old, man.
Yeah, but well, I guess Katie Sackhoff isn't that old.
Did you just look that up, or did you just know that?
No, I knew what Katie was. I just looked up Rachel, and they're the same age. Well, Rachel's a little older, but
you know who would have been? Wait, they're not the same age. If she's a little bit, it's fine. I get what you're saying.
41, 42.
Rachel McAdams is 42. Exactly. Katie is 41. That's a little bit.
I guess it's because it feels like Rachel McAdams didn't get famous until like later in her. Katie Sackhoff. I'm thinking like she was doing stuff earlier than her.
Battlestar.
Katie. Katie feels so much older than 41. Man, wow. Because like I remember her in the old what was it? Riddick. Was it Riddick? Was that the name of it? Mm-hmm. Pitch Black.
Well, and then, like, no. Battlestar, too. Like, he was just saying, Battlestar Galactica.
Was she in Pitch Black or Riddick?
No, you're thinking of, what was it? Oh, my God. The one with the blades.
I know you're thinking of, too, but no, she was in one of them. She's not a main character, but she's in it. I'm fairly positive. Look it up. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But while he's doing that, I'll tell you who would have been perfect for it if it would have been when she was younger. Uma Thurman. Would have made a badass salmon.
Uma would have been a badass.
She would have been a badass Samus because she has the blonde ponytail and the gorgeous parts.
She wasn't Riddick, yeah.
It was Riddick? Okay. Because I knew it was Riddick.
Comes an unpopular opinion for her. I don't like Uma Thurman.
I didn't for the longest time. What about Heather Graham?
I still don't get it. No, Heather Graham, no.
Closest
she got to action was like Austin Powers.
Sandra Bullock.
Are you just throwing names out now?
Yes.
Is Sandra Bullock at this point? Yeah, I was going to say that one. You're just going for generic action female star from the 90s.
Right.
Oh. If it was made in 1994, probably.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 2021 now. They'd probably switch it and they'd put like Taye Diggs in the role and call him Samus. Drunk uncle.
Oh. Can you put what is it? Goji berries in my Dropbox and then what's the other one he says?
We play. What are we gonna play? Trick or treat? We already got tricked. It was called Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I got lost in the corn maze.
I'm sorry, Native American maze. Anyway,
so stupid. I've forgotten, by the way, that that's the first one that he does with Michael Che, because Che's brand new at that time, and he rolls in beside him, and he's just looking at him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm the new update guy," and you just see Drunk Uncle go.
What's just rolls
and
away.
Roll over.
Rolls
you hear
away.
Michael Che going, come on, man. And he rolls over to Colin Jost. He's like, yeah.
I think he actually says, yeah, this feels better. This feels better.
This feels right.
Karen Gillian.
Nebula.
Yeah, Nebula. That could work. Now, she's another one that, though, would be just like Margot Robbie. Like Shannon was talking about, like, if you try to avoid typecasting or doing that same kind of, you know,
She was really good.
I mean, badass Samus, though.
There was a good horror film actually made by WWE Films called Oculus that was really good. She was in. I liked that one a lot. I actually had an idea for Metroid. I was going to write, back when I was like writing fan fiction a lot, I was going to write a thing for Metroid where one of the characters in it, Ridley, is like the king of the space pirates or whatever, but he's also just a giant monster. So it would be hard to portray him in a film as the king of the space pirates when he's just a giant pterodactyl monster. So I had this idea that you would, to really piss off fans of the series, you would introduce Ridley, but he would be like this well-dressed British guy. And, you know, it would be like, this is him instead. But then the trick is that when Samus leaves, you see that it's basically he's a puppet and Ridley is actually controlling him. And that's how he gets away with things, is because you don't know what he really is. He's the monster behind the curtain.
It could be voiced by Idris Elba.
Everything should be voiced by Idris Elba. There's Samus right there. Idris Elba. How Idris Elba isn't the new James Bond, I'll never know.
Needs to be.
Well, I was going to say, they haven't actually picked one, right?
No.
I mean, they haven't.
Yeah, but it ain't. He's like number three, I think, on the Vegas odds list or whatever. He'd be a fucking awesome 007.
It'll be Rami Malek.
Evidently, Rami Malek was just the villain in this one.
Oh, shit, is he? Exactly. My bad.
Yeah, he's the villain in the new one, which also apparently is also not very good. So that's a shame.
Too. I already had the.
It's not that it's not very good. It's just It just
going
exists.
Out on a.
I had the ending spoiled for me, and which I don't care because I haven't. I like Daniel Craig as Bond, but he's not my favorite Bond, so I haven't watched all of them. And then I heard the ending. Do you guys know the ending? I'm not going to spoil it if you don't. If you haven't heard it,
I don't. We might watch it. So yeah. Let's not this time.
If
I might still watch.
If and when you guys watch it, we'll come back to this conversation because I want to know what you think about that decision, and we'll just leave it at that.
He ended up with a nice little track record though. Daniel Craig did, because I mean, 5 movies, which is fairly common for most of them. Not to mention 2 really good ones, like two that did really really well, even if you didn't necessarily like them.
Can I guess which ones they were? Was it Casino Royale and Skyfall?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And then 2 middling ones, Spectre and this one. And then only one that people generally agree just wasn't that great, and that's Quantum of Solace.
As opposed to
That's a pretty good track record.
As opposed to my favorite Bond, Pierce Brosnan, who had one really good one, and then there was the rest of them.
Yeah. And all the rest happened.
Yep. And I mean, it's fairly common for these guys. It feels like they come in on the best one they're going to do. You know, GoldenEye for Pierce, and then Casino Royale for Daniel Craig. And then from then on, it's just like, all right, which way is it going to go? Daniel Craig just had that nice little resurgence with Skyfall. And I'll be honest, I like Skyfall. I never fully got the... Like, we watched it multiple times, and I have never... Oh, that scene in the mansion where he goes full Kevin McAllister Home Alone, I just... The whole time that was happening, I remember distinctly in the theater going, is this real? Like, is this really what they're doing this? We're doing this. All right.
There hasn't been.
I'm here for it. Let's give it a shot.
There hasn't been a single Bond actor that's gotten away with nonstop good films. Even Connery, who is arguably the best Bond, had some awful Bond movies. But also at the same time, each person that played Bond had one really good one, except was, I don't know, maybe Lazenby, maybe.
Lazenby only made like two. He wasn't there very long.
No, it was a quick stopover.
Yeah.
It was a quick stopover before he went on to do clearly better things.
You gotta hit him with that Eddie Izzard. He went on to do so many better things.
I still maintain that Brosnan was the best Bond. I'll take that to my grave.
Brosnan was, to me,
embodied Bond.
I was going to say, this is going to be controversial to some people. I don't think that any of us. He was the most classic Bond.
Yep.
Like, I know everybody says Sean Connery was, but I mean, I don't know. I can never get past the accent. I can never get fully past the Scottish accent.
Hello, poor Sean.
The look was there. He had the look, but the moment he started speaking, you were like, oh, it all fell apart.
Plus,
it's like, listen, it's like Mike Tyson before he starts speaking. It's like, oh,
And then Dalton and Lazenby just kind of are there. I mean, they sure did some films.
Is it
was the one that for the longest time I just read, and it's ironic because Brosnan is Irish, right? I mean, Brosnan is an Irish name.
Yep, yeah. Brosnan is straight up Irish, and he actually would have been Bond earlier. He literally they wanted him for Bond way before GoldenEye, but he contractually could not. Because you know why? It's so stupid.
He'd been in a parody movie, wasn't he? It was like a parody spy movie.
He was in a TV show called Remington Steele. And
there it is.
But here's the stupid reason. Here's the reason why he couldn't be Bond. It's not because he was in that show. It's because that show had a clause. I'm not making this up. Had a clause in his contract. He was not allowed to wear tuxedos in any other film or TV show. Because he wore it in Remington Steele. That's why he couldn't be Bond until his contract was over. That is so dumb. Oh my God!
That's a hell of a thing to have in your contract. It's also a hell of an oversight as your agent, like that you can't wear
a tuxedo,
or suit.
Tuxedo.
You say oversight, but okay.
Because you look at Brosnan, you go, yeah, whatever this dude accents, probably gonna need a suit.
He's that classy.
I was gonna say you say oversight, but who knows what kind of money he was making from Remington Steele, man? His agent might have been like, "Hey, this is as good as it gets, dude." If all they want you to do is just not wear a suit or a tuxedo anywhere else, then we can work with that.
So how many of the Bonds were actually British? Because Connery was obviously Craig is because Connery was Scottish, Brosnan was Irish. I think Roger Moore is British.
Roger Moore was from London. Yep.
Yeah. He was also a really good Bond. He doesn't get a lot of credit. He was a good Bond.
Yeah.
Lazenby was Australian.
Shit, I did not know that.
That's cool. Then, that's backwoods British. That's fine. That's close enough.
David Niven, he was UK, London.
Who the hell is David Niven?
He was not Bond. Wait, was he the original Casino Royale?
Original.
The parody film with Woody Allen?
That's the parody, yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
What about James Bond Jr.?
It's still canon. Come on. It's like Matrix. The game still works.
Timothy Dalton was the one I was trying to think of. Timothy Dalton's British, isn't he?
So three.
Dalton is UK.
Yeah, he was a British actor. He's from the UK.
Yeah, so three of them were British.
Well, no. Dalton, Moore.
And Craig.
Craig.
Yeah.
Oh, Barry. Yeah, who is Barry Nilsson?
Barry Nilsson is from something called
noted
Climax.
As the first. He's the first actor to portray Ian Fleming's secret agent, James Bond.
So, like, he actually was the first person to play James Bond on screen, but not in any of the films.
1954, Climax.
Yeah, not in any of the...
Is that not
Casino... And he was from San Francisco.
Is that not Casino Royale? Who played him in Casino Royale?
That's David Niven.
That's David Niven? Okay.
David Niven played him in Casino Royale. Yeah, if you look up James Bond actors, they give you the six guys who have actually played him, you know, in the movies... And then in the official, you know, movies, and then the other two guys. Niven and Barry Nilsson.
The other two.
Well, yeah, of your actual Bond actors, half of them have actually come from the UK, and then you got one from, you know, prison colony UK, and then two from nearby isles.
If they do Idris
Elba, then there'll be another one.
Yeah, but the problem with Idris Elba, and I know this is the obvious answer, but I'm going to say it.
Getting older.
Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Damn it.
Getting older, yeah.
But that's fine, Mick. Because fucking Connery was like 78 in his last Bond film.
Right.
It was bad. Exactly. But
he was a grandpa. Wow. He was Grandpa Bond.
Grandpa Bond.
Look, as much as I know the movie itself sucked, and if you go back now to watch it, like it does not hold up in any way. I really hate that they screwed up League of Extraordinary Gentlemen so much because Sean Connery was such a good choice as Alan Quartermain.
Yeah.
It was so good. I mean, granted, he turned down Lord of the Rings to do it. I know he's like, oh, I hate that so much. He would have been terrible as Gandalf. That's a horrible idea. Yes. Anyway, they had exactly the right guy for Gandalf.
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen could have been an amazing series.
So,
I mean, in the comics, it was. It's such a great concept.
They fucked the movie up so bad that no one wanted to touch it ever again.
In fact, it made Sean Connery quit acting. I think that was his last role.
I'm done. He quit the fucking.
Unpopular opinion. I actually like that movie. Like, I know it's not great.
But have you watched it recently?
No.
Are you sure you
like
it?
No, I haven't watched it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It does not hold up. We tried last year sometime, It's bad.
Because there were two parts of that really movie, bad. Two characters in that movie I truly, truly loved, and that was Dorian Gray, and I forget who played Dorian Gray. Oh, was it Stuart Townsend?
I think so.
Yeah, that's a good Dorian Gray. Like, I thought he was really cool.
Yes.
And I forget who it is. She was in La Femme Nikita, the TV show. She played Mina Harker. Peta Wilson.
Yeah.
I liked her, too. I really liked her as Mina Harker.
The director was a douche. The director fucked it all up.
And they picked a bad villain, Richard Roxburgh, I don't pronounce his last name, as Mycroft Holmes. No, he was Moriarty, is what it was.
He was Moriarty.
Yeah.
He was him. Yeah.
Yep. Frankly, the coolest Moriarty was from the recent Sherlock
Downey?
No. With the Cumberbatch Sherlock. Moriarty from that one.
I haven't seen that one.
People go on and on about it, and it's just I've never made myself go watch it because there's only a handful of seasons, and I hear it's one of those things where it's like it's the greatest TV show you'll ever see. Watch the ending, and I'm like, I can't do that, man. I'm gonna ruin it.
Andrew Scott played Moriarty in there. Amazing Moriarty, so psychotic. But Cumberbatch played an amazing like Sherlock. Like, it's a good show.
And isn't it
the only time I've ever. It's BBC.
Yeah, but Watson is played by Hobbit.
Oh, it's the dude. It's the Hobbit.
Yeah, the Hobbit guy.
And he does a good job too.
Oh, what the hell's his name?
He's from the Office. And
the hell's his name? From the British Office. That makes me feel bad.
This is gonna drive me crazy.
Hobbit guy.
Martin Freeman.
Yeah,
Martin Freeman. There it is. I was sitting here thinking of all things like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. He's in that. Black Panther. Like, why I couldn't come to
Mycroft
that.
Mycroft was Mark Gatiss. He was in Game of Thrones. He was from the Iron Bank. What the hell else?
I remember the Iron Bank, but I don't remember any of the characters from the Iron Bank.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The actor.
It's exactly Mark what Gatiss. It sounds like. It's the place that actually has all the power in Game of Thrones.
I thought you were talking about a movie or something called The Iron Bank, and I'm like, I don't recall that film.
No.
Really?
It's like one of the few places that isn't an actual kingdom, but actually has some power because they fund everything. I mean, they pretty much bankroll
more power than any kingdom.
Really quick before we get out of here, what about Emilia Clarke as Samus Aran?
Too giggly.
Too short.
That's probably the bigger issue, honestly, because they're going to want somebody who fits that mold.
Yes, exactly. Samus is like a straight-up supermodel. Yeah, she's a supermodel. She's
6'3", and that's not exactly like a
tall
alien
and
suit.
Thin.
Like, it only has a couple inches.
We were just talking Game of Thrones. What's her name? She was Captain Phasma.
Gwendolyn.
Christie.
Yeah.
It'd
be perfect.
That is a good Samus. That's a good Samus.
Holy, need somebody who's like 6'4" anyway. Perfect.
And
she's a good actor.
And Hollywood owes her for fucking up Phasma, one of the best potential characters.
Fucking up Game of Thrones.
Oh my god! Did you guys see the trailer for the prequel
for Game of Thrones?
Gwendolyn Christie.
Nah, I'm good.
She's 6'3".
Man.
Yeah, she's
I told you.
Tall.
Yeah, legit.
Perfect for the Samus.
God. When I first saw her in Star Wars, so when Force Awakens came out, and I liked Force Awakens, I didn't love it because it really was just a retread of A New Hope. Whatever, it's fine. They brought back all the pieces. I just remember seeing Captain Phasma and thinking, that's going to be the breakout character of this whole fucking series. She is so cool. Yep. Fucking metal reflective stormtrooper armor. She's tall. She's a badass.
A staff.
Boy, they couldn't have fucked a character over harder than they did with her. They dumped her in the trash, and then they killed her off in the second movie unceremoniously, and then never came back for
the third. Brought her back for no reason.
Yeah.
I would rather she have just died in the first one and then been like, oh, yeah, we didn't know what to do with that. We thought it looked cool, and then that was all we had. No, bring her back a second time, only to screw it up again.
Just kill her again. Well, that made me angry.
And again, screwed up in Game of Thrones, too. Like, she lives all the way to the bitter end, but she ends up on the dumb small council that makes no sense. You got the guy who's the master of coin, is the biggest thief in the entire kingdom. And it was like played off as this, keep your friends close. And it's like, that dude will absolutely cut your throat the moment you leave this room. Terrible idea. I've seen him do it.
I waited until the end of Game of Thrones because everyone told me I should watch it. And I know for a fact they kill Sean Bean in the first season, so I didn't want to watch it. But I waited to the end because
that's a good scene, though.
I told myself, if my favorite character lives through the whole series, I will watch it. And my favorite character, because maybe it's because I thought I liked her, Daenerys. Because I thought she had a great character until the last season when they completely, like, fucking botched it.
That's what happens whenever your show goes past the original author's story.
And they start making shit up.
Well, yeah. And then your showrunners get a Star Wars deal and decide they got to get out of this as fast as they can. Because HBO said, you can have full seasons. And they went, no, we got a thing we got to do. And they rushed through it, and they bombed it so bad, and this is true, that Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm were like, new phone, who dis? We don't know you guys. They cut them out. Benioff and Weiss, they completely dropped them. They haven't done, I don't think they've done anything since then.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure they've just been dropped. Yeah,
fucked themselves over because they truly fucked over that masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been a masterpiece if they would have actually took it from beginning to end proper with interest. Mm-hmm. They could have done it right, but they
if you ever get like just a wild hair and you decide you want to watch it, it is still worth watching. For me, it's hard to go back and watch again because we tried it once. Just because you know what's going to happen, but people are going to tell you to watch the end of season 7. That it's 8 that sucked. Even 7's not that great. Watch the end of season 6, and as soon as Daenerys starts sailing for the mainland, like, nobody knows what happened after that. We don't know.
Exactly.
Who knows?
It's right there.
Who knows? Whatever you make up and dream that night, that after you watch that episode, whatever happens in the dream, that's the actual ending of the series. And it's much better than whatever they did.
Ended at 6, and then just wait for the next spinoff. No, well, the books, but the spinoff's coming here soon. With Matt Smith and the Targaryen dynasty, so you can stop with Daenerys's. She's sailing off into the distance, and then start
and
again.
Gonna
to watch.
Of course, she's going to win. She wouldn't be stupid enough to just forget about all the other things that they have.
Exactly, and then you just pick up here in a few years and watch the origin story of the Targaryens, and then you're good.
There was a big time running meme as soon as the show ended. Of they did this little, like, you know, after the episodes. They would have this thing where Benioff and Weiss, the writers and the directors, would kind of talk about scenes that were going on. And since you're not going to watch season 7, I don't feel bad telling you that one of her dragons, like, her dragons get messed up left and right. Yeah. She's got 3 of them. One of them just straight up gets murdered by, like, a harpoon from a series of ships from this group that's coming after him. And this motherfucker had the audacity to go, Danny kind of forgot about the Iron Fleet. Oh, you mean the entire group of ships that's sailing for the mainland whose sole purpose is to have her killed? She kind of forgot that they were there? That was the moment I checked out. And from every episode from that point forward, we would sit in here going, all right, it can't be as bad as the last one, right? Oh, nope, it's bad. It's exactly it's bad. As bad, if not worse, than the last one. Okay.
She told me about the Hodor scene, and that was kind of like, that was the last of any feeling. I had in that show.
That mm-hmm. just reminds me of Walking Dead. Like, I loved Walking Dead till like season 2, and then I tapped out pretty quick. I was like, I can't. And then, from what I understand,
I've gone back and gotten into it.
Oh, Negan.
When Matt Scene came in and killed like 2 or 3 of them all in a seated position, that was when I stopped watching, and I never watched again.
Yeah.
And then I tried to watch Fear the Walking Dead because I heard it was good, but then it also has just gone on too long. And now they have a new one called, like, The Wonderful World of the Walking Dead. I don't even know what this one's called. It's
that'd be a better name.
It's from the eyes. Love, it's like from the eyes of children. No, they did that movie. It's called Warm Bodies. I didn't much care for it. It was weird.
Anyway. The book is better.
Oh, I forgot it was a book. Yeah, that's one of those young adult novels.
Warm Bodies.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I got to go pick Lindsay up. Hunter's got to help with some hair. Kaz is, I'm assuming, drinking.
No, I've just got lemonade.
No, Metroid. He's got to stay sober. He's got to stay sober, Metroid. You can't be drunk playing that game.
You got to keep the reaction time sharp.
I'll play Metroid drunk. It ain't happening.
Really quick, before we get out of here, I do want to say a very special fuck you to Nintendo and all the scalpers who prevented me from getting an OLED. Because
and their new online pricing system for their $50 a year.
I would love to see Metroid and OLED, but
I've not heard going of this to. Amazing. No, because they're already scalped up. They're going on eBay for $500 to $1,000. It's absolutely ridiculous. You'd think they would find a better way. By the way, we're about 1 year now since the Xbox and the PS5 came out, and not only is there next to no games out for either of them, you still can't get the system.
Why would you make games for a system that no one had?
The Facebook memory just popped up for me one or two days ago of when we won the Series X, and it was literally like 3 weeks later we got the thing. So yeah, they're getting very close to the original release date.
Have you seen the stats for how many games are sold and shit?
Next to none.
Because there's no...
How can they? Nobody has the system.
How would you make games for it? So like the scalpers are literally just like fucking themselves over because there's no games to get.
But, you know, Sony, like, they were talking about how Sony and Nintendo, Xbox, all of them are laughing to the fucking bank because even though scalpers are grabbing them up, they're still... The PS5... The PS5 is the best-selling Sony console of all time, despite the fact no one has it and there's no games. And that's because scalpers bought them up by the truckloads, and Sony still gets that money. That's the thing, whether they resell it.
I also wonder if it's a percentage thing. Is it by individual numbers or percentages? We sold 100% of the ones that we got rid of. Well, yeah, you made six of them. Of course you did. Of course it's the best-selling system.
Nintendo, Microsoft, Sony... make money on consoles. Consoles they lose money on. They sell the console to get the person in, and then they make money on studio buy-in. They are not laughing to the bank. They are hurting badly because they don't have any they're not making any marketing play. They're not making any game studio money. They lost shit tons on the consoles.
I was going to say, well, you would think that they would try to figure out a way to combat this then, but to be fair, and I don't know if it's going to work or not, but Sony... this week, I think, started a new initiative where they will email you, depending on your, I think it said, depending on your level of activity with the PlayStation product, they're going to start emailing people direct links to purchase it through PlayStation Direct. It's invite only. This is the way they're trying to combat the scalpers, is they're actually just going to start messaging people. Oh, like, oh, you've played Sony, you've been PlayStation for, you know, 10 years. Here's a link to buy a PS5, which cool. If that gives me a chance to get one, man, cool. Cause I still don't have one at this point. I don't even want it, but I want it more than anything. So
here's another example of how a company can make good money is Nintendo is actually a good example of it because at one point in time when Breath of the Wild got released, it actually outsold the system.
Yep.
It was they actually sold more Breath of the Wild games than they did Nintendo Switches that year, which is statistically weird, but they made bank that year.
So many people wanted to play the game. They were snatching the game up and just waiting for the system to come out later. The problem with these new systems is there's no game.
Also, there's no game. Are those consumer purchase numbers or are they just retail purchase numbers? Because a lot of times when we get that, it's those numbers are how many copies were bought by stores to sell, not how many copies of the game were actually sold.
Yeah, this is consumer sales.
Breath of the Wild is like one of the greatest.
I mean, even if it was that case, I mean, there would still be a point to make of companies are buying more copies of this game to sell than they even have systems to sell because they know when they get the systems in that they're going to fly off the shelf.
Because if somebody were to ask me right now, like, sell me on the Xbox One X or Series X. What's the killer app game for it? I don't know. Is there one? It's just Xbox One games that have been upgraded to the X.
Even Halo Infinite. You can play on the One X. Once it hits Game Pass. Right. Yeah. You can there's practically nothing that's available on just the Series X. That's worth going, I gotta have a system for this.
I've still got the OG, like the original one.
He does.
I haven't went out of my way to look for an X because fuck it. Why?
And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I really got to go. So, thank you guys for listening after the fact. They might be back on Monday for Nerd Up. I honestly don't know. But we'll definitely be back on Tuesday for plays. So, if nothing else, we'll see you then. For myself and for Hunter and for Kaz, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Hunter, go ahead. Why don't you take us out?
Yeah, I got lost in the corn maze. Later.